This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 60.
В эфире 60-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня мы выучим слова и выражения, указывающие на принадлежность предметов, и повторим разные формы вопросительных предложений. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Attention.
Внимание.
Basket.
Корзина.
Briefcase.
Портфель.
Be quiet.
Перестаньте разговаривать, помолчите, тихо.
Burglar.
Взломщик.
Burglary.
Кража со взломом.
Computer.
Компьютер.
Cup.
Чашка.
Flower.
Цветок.
Machine.
Машина.
Mess.
Беспорядок.
Police.
Полиция.
Stairway.
Лестница.
Weekend.
Конец недели, суббота и воскресенье.
To investigate.
Расследовать.
To kill.
Убить.
We might have been killed.
Нас могли убить.
To burglarize.
Взломать.
To come back.
Возвращаться.
Last.
Последний.
Other.
Другой.
Before.
Раньше, прежде.
To hurt.
Причинить вред, поранить.
People can get hurt.
Люди могут пострадать.
I won't be a minute.
Это не займет и минуты.
Unfortunately.
К сожалению. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер приезжает в офис, где произошла кража со взломом, чтобы взять интервью. Сотрудники учреждения отвечают на вопросы полицейских.
Quiet, please. May I have your attention? Quiet, please.
Who are you?
Are you the police? We've had burglars.
Yes, we're the police. I'm Detective Hansen. Those two men and that woman are going to look around the office. I want to ask you some questions.
We've never been burglarized before.
Unfortunately, we've seen many burglaries.
In offices?
In offices, homes, stores, everywhere. I've been investigating burglaries for 10 years.
We might have been killed.
I don't think so. Burglars don't want to hurt or kill anyone. They come at night or on the weekend.
Sometimes we work at night.
Or on Saturday.
I know. It can be a problem. Then people can get hurt.
And look at the mess.
They threw everything all together.
They put all the papers and boxes and books here. This is my coffee cup.
And this is my basket.
It's a mess.
Whose cup is this?
It's mine.
Whose papers are these?
Let me see. They're mine.
Those books are mine.
This is my pen. It has my name on it.
Excuse me. I found this briefcase in the stairway.
Who are you?
I'm Martin Lerner.
Do you work in this office?
No, I'm looking for Miss Jennifer Donnelly. What's going on?
We've had a burglar.
Last night, they took my computer.
I'm Jennifer Donnelly. We had an appointment, didn't we?
Yes, at 9 o'clock. I'm sorry I'm late.
Don't worry. Look at this mess.
I can come back later.
That's all right. We can talk in my office.
Okay.
Okay, everyone. Go to work. Go to your offices. I want to talk to you one by one.
Come in, Mr. Lerner. This is my office.
В английском языке мы указываем на принадлежность предметов разным лицам с помощью притяжательных местоимений. Существует две формы притяжательных местоимений. Одна из них употребляется с существительным. Например, my pen – моя ручка. Послушайте.
This is my coffee cup.
And this is my basket.
This is my pen.
Давайте поупражняемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
This is my book. This is my book.
This is my radio. This is my radio.
That's his tape recorder. That's his tape recorder.
This is our office. This is our office.
That's his desk. That's his desk.
That's their coffee machine. That's their coffee machine.
Теперь вы, пожалуйста, скажите, кому принадлежат предметы, которые называет Мартин? Сначала послушайте, а затем начинайте во время музыкальных пауз.
It's a coffee cup.
This is my coffee cup.
It's a pen.
Живее говорите, it's my pen.
It's a basket.
Быстрее, it's my basket.
It's a book.
It's my book.
Excuse me, may I come in? I want to ask some questions.
Of course.
Whose tape recorder is this?
That's my tape recorder. I'm sorry, I left it on the desk outside.
Is this your briefcase?
No, it's not mine.
Maybe it's Rollins' briefcase. It looks like his. Would you like some coffee, Detective Hanson?
Thanks, but the burglar took the coffee machine.
The coffee machine? Why would a burglar take a coffee machine?
He can sell it.
Or he likes coffee.
I'll come back in a few minutes.
Мартин берет интервью у Дженнифер Доннелли. Ночью в ее кабинете произошла кража со взломом.
This is not a good day.
I can come back another day.
No, that's all right. We won't work much today. We'll have to clean up.
Have you had a burglary before?
No, never. This is the first time.
When did it happen?
During the night. The police don't know what time it happened.
When did you leave yesterday?
I work very late. I left the office about 9 o'clock. I was the last person in the office. Look at this mess. These aren't my papers.
Whose papers are they?
They're Rollins. I think they're his. They look like his. He's working on a new book.
Where is Rollins' office?
His office is on the other side.
How did his papers get here?
Someone brought them. They weren't here last night.
Did the burglars bring them?
Why? And look at these. These are Phoebe's letters.
How do you know?
They have her name on them.
Were they here yesterday?
Of course not.
Where is her office?
That one is hers.
The one across the hall?
Yes. Her door is closed. She isn't here today. I don't understand any of this.
I'm sure the police can help.
Why did the burglars make such a mess?
Excuse me. May I come in?
Of course.
Pardon me. I'll come another time.
No, that's all right. I want to ask a few questions. I won't be a minute. What is missing from your office, Miss Donnelly?
I don't know. My computer.
Are any of your papers missing?
I don't think so. My flowers are missing.
What kind of flowers?
Roses. Why does a burglar take flowers?
Maybe for his wife. When did you leave the office yesterday afternoon?
It was night. My work wasn't finished. I worked late.
Мы указываем на принадлежность предметов с помощью притяжательных местоимений. Послушайте Мартина.
My home. Your pen. Her basket. His papers.
Если предмет нам знаком, мы употребляем вторую форму притяжательного местоимения, без существительного. Послушайте Мартина.
This is my home. It's mine. That's your pen. It's yours. This is her basket. It's hers. Those are his papers. They're his. My home. Mine. Your pen. Yours. Her basket. Hers. His papers. His.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
My home. Mine. My home. Mine.
Her basket. Hers. Her basket. Hers.
Your pen. Yours. Your pen. Yours.
Their tape recorder. Theirs. Their tape recorder. Theirs.
His lamp. His. His lamp. His.
Her flowers. Hers. Her flowers. Hers.
Your desk. Yours. Your desk. Yours.
Our papers. Ours. Our papers. ours.
This is my pen. It's mine. This is my pen. It's mine.
That's her home. It's hers. That's her home. It's hers.
These are our books. They're ours. These are our books. They're ours.
That's their office. It's theirs. That's their office. It's theirs.
Теперь вы употребите вторую форму притяжательного местоимения, без существительного. Например, Мартин спросит, «Is that her pen?» «Это ее ручка?» А вы ответите, «Yes, it's hers». «Да, ее».
«Is that her basket?»
Отвечаете, «Yes, it's hers».
«Is that his pen?»
«Yes, it's his».
«Are those her papers?»
«Yes, they're hers».
«Has anything else been taken?»
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, I'll come back in a few minutes.
All right. I'm sorry, Mr. Lerner.
That's all right.
What did you want to talk about?
Your work. I'm writing a story about women in business.
I'm sorry about the problems today. We've never had a burglary before.
That's all right. It has been interesting. May I come back after lunch?
That would be fine. The police will go soon. I can talk better this afternoon. Thank you for understanding.
No problem. I'll see you after lunch.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Внимание.
Attention. Attention.
Корзина.
Basket. Basket.
Портфель.
Briefcase. Briefcase.
Взломщик.
Burglar. Burglar.
Кража со взломом.
Burglary. Burglary.
Компьютер.
Computer. Computer.
Чашка.
Cup. Cup.
Цветок.
Flower. Flower.
Машина.
Machine. Machine.
Кофеварка.
Coffee machine. Coffee machine.
Беспорядок.
Mess. Mess.
Полиция.
Police. Police.
Лестница.
Stairway. Stairway.
Конец недели, суббота и воскресенье.
Weekend. Weekend.
Прилагательное. Последний.
Last. Last.
Другой.
Other. Other.
Глаголы. Взломать.
To burglarize. To burglarize.
Приносить вред.
To hurt. To hurt.
Убить.
To kill. To kill.
Возвращаться.
To come back. To come back.
Расследовать.
To investigate. To investigate.
Наречие. Раньше, прежде.
Before. Before.
Выражение. Перестаньте разговаривать. Помолчите. Тихо.
Be quiet. Be quiet.
К сожалению.
Unfortunately. Unfortunately.
Нас могли убить.
We might have been killed. We might have been killed.
Люди могут пострадать.
People can get hurt. People can get hurt.
Это не займет и минуты.
I won't be a minute. I won't be a minute.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 60-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке вы научитесь вести беседу о погоде, выучите полезные выражения и вопросы, употребляемые в начале разговора с незнакомыми людьми. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Акры.
Acres.
Птица.
Bird.
Холод, холодная погода.
Cold.
Лесное хозяйство, лесничество.
Forestry.
Лист, листья.
Leaf, leaves.
Лесник в заповеднике.
Park ranger.
Змея.
Snake.
Снег.
Snow.
Ручей.
Stream.
Лето.
Summer.
Солнце.
Sun.
Стол.
Table.
Дерево.
Tree.
Грецкий орех.
Walnut.
Водопад.
Waterfall.
Погода.
Weather.
Зима.
Winter.
Наслаждаться, получать удовольствие.
To enjoy.
Надеяться.
To hope.
Дождь.
Rain.
Идет дождь.
It's raining.
Вблизи, поблизости.
Nearby.
Миллион.
Million.
Тысяча.
Thousand.
Дорогие друзья, мы ждем ваших писем с отзывами и пожеланиями по поводу нашей программы. Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу. Thank you for your time.